Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
It's the Big and Lazy podcast. I'm Big. I got my homie.
It's your boy Lazy, man, and we back again with a legend, man.
Another legend, man.
Yes, sir.
I think he got eight businesses, man. Eight businesses and six of them's on the Forbes, man. I'm not lying.
Like, oh, man.
Man, we got Rob, a.k.a. Mr. Lady J, in the building.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Hey, man.
Thank you for stopping back.
If you've been down anywhere and you see this man is a legend, man. You can anywhere you see this, just think of my man's, because Lady J's is, I done seen it in restaurants.
That's a brand name, yeah.
I done seen, you know what I'm saying? I done really seen this, man. So to have you on our show, bro, it's a blessing.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. How many stores you in there?
85, man.
85 stores with the juice.
85 and counting.
Yeah. And you got the clothing line.
I got the clothing line, yeah.
I got some on right now. It's just fly, feels great. You know what I'm saying? This shit is really legendary shit right now, man. We appreciate you coming on and fucking with us, man. Real talk, man.
Y'all support.
I appreciate it. So when was, like, the start? Like, what made you, like, you know, for people that don't know, like, what made you get into the Lady J's? Like, what made you?
Man, I just started something for my daughter, man. She was, I think, 13 at the time, 12, 13.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to be a pharmacist, man. So I started this deal for her to keep her focused, you know what I'm saying, and keep her mm-hmm. pushing towards her dreams.
Mm-hmm. Right, especially
so,
young.
I started as a fundraiser for her to raise money for college. And, man, it just blew up, man.
Yeah.
Like, the first 6 months, man, I was in 14, 15 stores, and it just went from there.
Man, it's a blessing to have that damn near immediate reaction to a wild plan of yours, man. That's amazing, man.
So, like, what was the moment when you knew, like, damn, I got something, like, this is real, like, this train is, like, gaining more, like, what was the moment, like?
Really, it was just the feedback. It was just the feedback I got from everybody, man, and I went to stores, man. I dropped off a few samples. 2 days later, they called me back, like, hey, we need a few more cases of that. Yeah. It's going, so.
Mm-hmm.
Right then and there, I like, I must got something the people's fooling with it. So
yeah. You drop a product off and they immediately call you back. Yeah, and shit.
Call me back, man.
You know how hard it is for somebody to get an idea off the ground and it just jump like that. So how long has been in progress? Cause I swear I feel like I've been seeing it for at least roughly the last five.
Yeah, it's been maybe 8 years in March.
Yeah.
March 28th, it'd be 8 years.
Okay. There you go.
What's the store that you end up getting or a restaurant you end up getting? And he was like, damn, they fucking with me.
Man, there's so many, man, for real. The one restaurant that really pushed me over the limit was Seafood Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fam. That's my cousin. That's my big cousin.
Mm-hmm.
He owns Seafood Lady. But once I got it in there, man, you know, when they first started, they was jumping. So I tapped in with them when they had their little itch. And it just took off, man, so... Everybody was buying it from Seafood Lady. Then after that, everybody was looking where I get it at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
Because definitely when it was out, it was jumping. Like, every time I'd have hit the store and seen one, I grabbed one.
Yeah.
Real talk,
that's for
man.
Sure. That's for sure.
Appreciate that.
So how did the clothing line come about after that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Was it just something that you always wanted to do? Because this is some fly shit. I don't know how long you've been doing it, but I can definitely... Yeah.
like see myself shopping all the time and getting, you know,
right,
you know, my shoes off of what you got, because this is some fly shit. Even what you got gave, bro, was fly. So,
yeah. Man, pretty much, man, I always liked designing and dressing and all that kind of deal. So I was always into fashion, but man, I think it was God, man. I was down one day, man, on my last leg, because Lady J was, man, stressful. It was very stressful in the beginning because it was the high demand. And I was just starting out. I didn't really know too much about business or what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, it took off on me. So it took a lot of faith to even keep it going as long as I've kept it going. So I was watching TV one day, man, and something popped up and said Faith and whoop, whoop, whoop. And it just hit me like, man, I'm going to start me a clothing brand called Faith Clothing.
Mm. It's crazy how God works.
Yeah, he works. He working, man.
Yeah. Very mysterious. So,
like, how long has that been going on? Like,
That's been going on since 2019, October 25th. I don't forget the date.
Okay,
October 25th. That's when I pressed my first Faith shirt, and it's been on ever since.
There you go.
Okay,
Man right there is just the producer, the greatest producer in the world.
Yes, sir.
Get him at all your podcast needs.
He definitely keeps us going, keeps us grounded.
Mm-hmm.
You press up the juice yourself?
Yeah, everything's handmade.
Man, that's crazy, though. Yeah. That's crazy. To even be, to have that high demand and be able to meet the demand.
I mean,
that's a bad boy, because that's like damn near restaurant status.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, being at 80-something stores, I can't imagine, like.
6 days a week, man, probably 16 hours a day.
Really?
Non-stop, most definitely.
Ah, okay. That's a real grind, man. Right there. Like,
I definitely feel you. I've worked.
Is it?
Go ahead. No.
So how many? Like, did you? Is it? Just to get a little off subject. Like, do you? How do you feel about the when they say it's hard to find good help? Is that the situation that you come across?
Man,
like,
most definitely. With most business owners that actually start something, it's more about trust, man. It's hard to trust somebody to do what you need them to do, how you would do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's my main issue is trust, but. But nowadays, yeah, it's hard. It's hard to find people that's going to step in and do what they need to do.
Definitely.
And do it professionally, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so I've
been
with people that want to make deliveries, smell like marijuana, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just take the juices in the store, throw them in the cooler, like they're not going to do it how I do it. So
Right. Even down to making it, ain't nobody going to, you know,
exactly.
Put that, you know.
No, they're not going to do that how I'm going to do it, so.
And we all done cut corners at jobs, you know. But when you're doing it for yourself, and
it's different.
It's very different. Like I work more hours cutting hair than I ever would work.
Right.
You know, in a factory or you know what I'm saying. I be in there from. My wife be like, "When you coming home?"
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like I totally agree, bro.
It's hard to trust people, man.
It is.
It's like you trusting somebody to come cut one of your clients' heads.
Yeah.
Like, take care of that for me.
They ain't gonna trust you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So,
but nah, definitely. Even to leave the, you know, I got people I could trust to leave the shop too. I go out of town and shit like that. But at the same time, it's like it's still in the back of your mind.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, man, I hope they lock the damn door. Cut the heat off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
All that, man.
What can you say about like the roughest? Like, how did you get through like the roughest patches of?
Yeah, the dark side.
Yeah, your businesses. Like, of course, you're making money, you being able to provide for your family, but you know, even as me as a business owner, I know it can be stressful. So, how do you get through that? Push through that.
Man, it's only God, because I've been at times where. I've wanted to give up.
Mm-hmm.
And soon as I do, I get a phone call from somebody talking about, man, this is the best lemonade I ever had, bro.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. Keep pushing.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just God, man. He's every time he know when I'm going through something with it. So he's gonna send that message through somebody to give to me. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just God, man.
Definitely.
So what's the best flavor? Like, what's the number one seller?
Top seller is blue raspberry, and that's in all 85 locations.
Yeah, blue raspberry is the shit.
Blue raspberry, and I agree. I like the grape. I'm a sucker for a grape Kool-Aid.
I'm a sucker for grape.
Yeah, grape
go too. But man, since the blue raspberry hit the shelf,
You got a tea too, though. Don't you like a lemonade?
Yeah, I got a half tea, half lemonade.
Yeah, that's the one I like.
And I got a half tea, half pink lemonade too. So put a little twist to it. So
right. I ain't tried that. But I ain't been down the way in a minute. I'm way out of Middletown now, So you're going to have to tap in out there so I ain't got to drive so
Middle
far.
Town, I got a spot out there. I think.
Where?
St. Matthews at Middletown?
Up the street.
It's probably close.
Yep. St. Matthews Mini Mart, man. They carry it.
Okay.
It's 301 Wallace Avenue.
I know where that's at. I know where that's at. I'm going to go. But we're going to have to tap in, man. We're going to tap in offline, man, so we can, you know what I'm saying? I need some at the barbershop, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's there you go.
Motherfuckers coming in and be like, man, you ain't got nothing to drink. I got a pop.
Yeah.
You know, but ain't nothing like some good juice, man. Like I always said, some good, I'm a juice nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't drink too much pop, but I'm definitely a juice nigga. So I can see even like how you even put it together. I can tell, like, when you said you can't trust people to do it how you do it, it's the same thing every time you get it to be handmade and packaged and delivered. You know what I'm saying? So that's amazing.
So, like speaking of, like, you say you're 85 store, like, where's the Fathers at, like, from Louisville? Like, where's the Fathers at?
Oh, man. Fathers probably Evansville.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I got a spot up there, man. They doing numbers up there.
I remember that.
Man, they ordering 500-600 at a time, so. But, you know, once you got a special juice, man, these stores don't want nobody else to have it. So
yeah.
I got one at Evansville, but he don't want nobody else to have it. He want to be the main source. So
yeah.
I already told, like, man, nah, we can't do that, bro.
Unless you, unless you Walmart.
Yeah, we can't do that. We can't do that. So, yeah, Evansville, it's the probably the one that's the farthest out. But we got it in Frankfort. We got it in Camasville, Kentucky, Springfield, Kentucky, across the bridge, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we... This summer, man, we're gonna reach out even farther. We're trying to hit up Atlanta and Florida and all that kind of deal. So
and it's just networking.
Cause I remember, like, did you fell out with him? You said, you know, like, is that what that was about? Like, he wanted to. Cause I remember you was up there. And he said we ain't no longer in that store. Cause you know, I gave him a.
Yeah, man, dude was an asshole.
Mm-hmm. I can cuss on her, right?
Yeah, man, dude was a fucking asshole, man.
Yeah,
dude was a fucking asshole, and. He wanted to tell me my price. You know what I'm saying? My price is my price. Either you going to do or you ain't. So I said, fuck that shit, man. I'm not doing that. You can't call me and tell me what you want to pay for my shit.
Right.
Like, I gave you product. I gave you 130-something juices, and you sold them in 4 hours. But you want to call me and tell me what you want to pay for my product. So I said, nah, we ain't doing business.
Like, that shit ain't bumping. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, come ain't on, doing. Bro. You can't do that with me.
Was he black or white?
He's no Arabs, man. You know they own all the stores. So.
Yeah, they do. They definitely.
But yeah,
own all the stores. But I say that because it just sound like a man. I just be big on like supporting each other and like not worried about the price because we be the worst ones when it comes to man. I got a clothing line, man. You want to buy my outfits?
We are the worst ones, bro.
What's my discount? Shit, nothing.
Man,
shit.
I'm probably in what out of 85. Stores, man, I'm probably in, what, 5 black-owned businesses?
Mm.
And I've had probably 15, 20 of them.
Damn.
And
never works out.
Never works out.
Damn.
Greedy, man. I don't understand it.
Definitely, man. Like,
what I don't get, and this boils my blood, if you a cheap cutting corners, cutting price, so be it. But don't go to, man, I just paid $600 for this PlayStation 5. Man, I just paid $1,400 for the Apple.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just bought $500 and put the receipt on Facebook for $500 for Balenciagas.
Yeah.
Black-owned business. Damn, man, you taxing it.
Yeah.
Who are you to be charging $30 for a T-shirt? Nigga, it wasn't all that.
Exactly.
Man, that's what I want to get, though.
It's all about status. What a motherfucker see you at, like. Guys like us, we done kind of been through that, like being young and having nice things and shit like that. Like, once you grow up, it's like, cool. And you know what I'm saying? You want your nephews and your nieces to have nice things. But at the same time, it's like, shit, what is it? How far is it going to get you? Your status. You know what I'm saying? If you really broke.
Right.
Like, if you really broke, man, just, you know what I'm saying, get your shit up. Because once you really get some real money, you don't want to spend that shit on no motherfucking, most of these motherfuckers ain't going to spend no money with you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole Gucci shit, when they did what they did, people still fucking with Gucci. People still fuck with, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had Mel Vonte on here. And you know what I'm saying? He said his sexuality prevented him from, you know what I'm saying, people buying his shit and shit like that, the stay ahead clothing.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, damn, most of every name brand that people like is by a gay person.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, It's be wild, real. Man. From Balenciaga to Versace to...
So, could you see yourself ever doing a collab? Like,
it's crazy.
Like, Faithway, like, could you see yourself doing, like, if you want to collab with it, like, a clothing line, like, what would it be? Like, Tommy Hilfiger, X, you know, Faith, you know what I mean?
If I done a collab with anybody, it have to be a black-owned clothing brand, for mm-hmm. sure. And it most definitely probably be local. I ain't really...
Yeah.
The high-end clothing brands, they done made it, man. So, yeah, I would definitely collab with somebody that's... like me, you know what I'm saying? So
I say the same thing about the pod, man. People be like, man, y'all doing good, man. Y'all just got to get people out of town. And, man, we need y'all to fuck with us. We need y'all people. We need our people that's like us in the city. Wow. Like, that's why the people like that we got on, those people that we admire. Like, you know what I'm saying? Them names that Chan One, you know what I'm saying? Crack Doja, Lady J's, you know what I'm saying? Them is like legendary names in the city. To where when we do get somebody that got some, you know, out of town status or, you know, status, people like to call it.
Man, you grow within, man.
Y'all
you
fuck with us, you know. Exactly. You got to.
Yeah, no, nothing grows
lazy.
Outside. You know, you got to grow. So we starting in Louisville and we going to take over. We taking over the region. Then
yeah,
we gonna
man.
Take over the East Coast.
Come on, man. Y'all watch BMF, man.
Most definitely.
They didn't leave Detroit. They were some young niggas. They didn't leave Detroit until they knew, like, nigga, we going to go hit up Atlanta and we're going to take over this motherfucker. And that's just what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? But back to, like, the clothing, it's the same way. Like, I hate when people be like, I hate local. Like, because I rap, too. So I hate local artists. Like, of course I'm a local artist, but... You know what I'm saying? Like, respect. You got to respect people's craft. Like, I don't really like local brand. It is a local brand, but I got to respect it as a brand, a person's image. Like, if a motherfucker said my fit's $150, it's $150 for my outfits. And I've got, and if you're consistent, I can see if you drop one outfit a year, fuck no. Right, you know, you ain't really about it. Right. But, like, Sully dropped so much that, now his shoes is $30. Come get shoes for $30. You know, shout out Sully Stecker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I seen that you buying the shopping center that you used to work in. Like,
this is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines, and we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flair. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flair, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Yeah, I used to work right next door.
Damn, that's some Nipsey shit.
Yeah.
And, like, how much of the shopping center, like, you know, how much is it that, you know, you trying to take the whole for the whole thing? Ain't there a liquor store?
There's liquor stores down there. It's a few, it's a beauty shop and a few other things down there. They ain't going nowhere, but as soon as they do, I'm right there. Right.
Okay.
So you trying to, like...
You ain't going nowhere either, you know what I mean?
Like, buy up the units in the shopping center.
I'm trying to, man. I'm trying to keep everything together so we ain't got to go here and there, but, you know, I'm just trying to... I'm just trying to show people, man, that it's, you know, it's hope and it's a way to make something happen, man.
You definitely got to, like, press on, bro. You got to, like, the faith stuff, like, you feel me? Like, people don't understand, like, that's the biggest thing, to believe in something that you ain't seeing right now.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? That's manifestation. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I pray. I used to just pray to God, let me provide for my family, man. Like, like, make a way for me to provide for my family. Then one day I lost a job. A good job. I was at Kellogg's kicking it. Like, I just had a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm making, you know, that you work so much, you can't spend the money.
Yeah.
You know, rent was, you know, wasn't outrageous.
Reasonable.
It was in the hood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Wifey straight. We got TVs. Everybody good. Wi-Fi straight. Good, you know.
Smoking big blunts.
You know, every day, all day. You feel me? But one little encounter. I didn't even have a lot of occurrences, you know, whatever they call it, at your job. Mm-hmm. They just let me go for getting locked up on break.
Mm.
You know, I got locked
that's
up on break.
Shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I went to the union meeting. They fought, you know, the union reps fought for me, and everybody was black.
Mm.
Even the higher ups, I'm walking, I'm like, how y'all doing, sir? You know, I'm thinking, like, oh, man, I'm good. Because, you know, I need this. You know, this is my life. My wife wasn't working because everything was gravy. She, you know, she's just doing her thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but
it set me down and gave me everything I had prayed for. Because I'm crying to my homie Stinko. Shout out Stinko, New Era Barbershop. You know what I'm saying? That's big bro. I went over and was like, hey, man, like, I lost my job. Man, I just don't know what to do. I'm tired of trying to do the right thing. I'm just ready to go do the wrong thing. You feel me? I'm ready to go get down. And he was like, man, that sounds stupid. First of all, I stopped all like crying and shit. Then you say you want to cut hair? I'm like, yeah. He was like, man, come on to the barber school. I'll take you every day. I got 5 months left. I'll take you for 5 months. Every day, he pulled up for 5 months. Took me every day. I enrolled, you know, all that shit. I never worked in nobody else's shop. The shop that I started working in, I ended up buying. It was like God, you know.
Let me tell you how this, man. Just from experience, devil is on point. As soon as he see you in your little mode or whatever, he's there.
Yeah.
Trust and believe that. So
you're right, though.
He's on point, though. So you got to be on point. Yeah. Ten steps ahead at all times.
Because I'm pretty sure all three of us got a phone call we can make in.
Exactly.
And get down, you know, whatever we want, need to get down with to make some money. But what I learned was it's fast money, man. And shout out to my brothers that get the fast money. You feel me? But everything ain't for everybody. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It comes and goes, and it's way too many lanes, opportunities to make good money.
Yeah, especially in today's
time. It's in the 90s no more, man. Like,
it's in the 90s no more. Like, you ain't got to do it.
you can do it
to step up, you know what I'm saying? But after that, you got to, come on, man.
You got to have a
invest
plan.
That bread. Yeah. Go buy some land.
invest
in somebody you see that's got something going on. Like, come on, man.
The 90s no more.
So I'm going to ask you this. Like, you full-time with the Lady J's now. Like, describe that transition, you know, coming from like a transition from your job to secure into entrepreneurship.
It's definitely more headache, but it's worth it though. So you know, if I wake up sick, I ain't got to call in. I'm not going. You know what I'm saying? So that's the good thing about it. You know what I'm saying? But I love it, man. It's stressful.
Yeah,
but it makes me who I am. It makes me stronger. You know, and I'm ready for whatever. At this point, I've been doing this 8 years. I've been working for myself for 4 years probably. So it takes a lot to break me at this point. I'm just going to keep going and pray to God every day that I can keep the strength and keep going, man.
Facts.
There you go.
So
what's your other business? You said you got an event hall?
I got an event hall, man. Damn, that's right next to my clothing store. And me and my wife, we got a t-shirt presser company. It's called A&R Creations.
And what's the name of the, just so everybody can know, the event hall?
It's called Cheers Event Hall.
Oh, man, that's
Cheers
beautiful.
Event Hall. $60 an hour. Can't beat it.
What was the song? We like to go when everybody knows your name. Cheers is nigga. That's a beautiful name, dog.
I love it. That's one day. Cheers, man. I said, Cheers Event Hall. That's what it is.
Subscribe. And while y'all at it, subscribe. Need y'all to go to Apple and subscribe to our channel, man.
Yeah, man.
Our YouTube channel. So what's your social media? What's your how can they get in touch with you?
My social media is Lady J's Lemonade. That's on Instagram and Facebook. Twitter too. I ain't really tapped into TikTok and none of that yet, but that's
got
coming.
To though. Got to. I tell everybody, man, like TikTok
that's the next
people
wave.
Travel. To like, there's just a like I
use this as my travel gap when I go to a different
definitely.
City.
That's the first thing we do.
Straight TikTok.
And it's become like the video Google. Like if you seen a video you can't think of, you like man standing on trash can. You know that motherfucker pop right up.
You see they just had it. Would see him. What's the music person? The music they just had a beef, so they ain't got no more music on there.
I don't know.
The mainstreaming, we got everybody's music.
Apple Music or
Spotify? It's something I ain't never heard of. IMG or something like that. I forget the name of it. They just
did a dispute or something on TikTok.
Yeah, and I guess they ain't come with the right bread or something. I don't know. Yeah.
But I also like tell people that like, cause I'm a sucker for the inspiring stuff because like both of us, like all three of us, we all don't work for people. We all don't work jobs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So to really like step out on
Universal Music Group.
Universal Music Group.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was close.
Yeah, you was. Yeah. I don't know. You said A&R. Yeah,
I was close.
You was that close. But you're close enough, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm a sucker for like them stories of success. You know, I get in a rabbit hole on TikTok and be sharing this stuff with my wife that, like, some people just like it's a dude on there that opened up a potato place where he just sell exotic potatoes. Like, he got potatoes, but he have, like, a hot Cheeto potato. He always be like, that butter.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of butter and just whatever you want in that motherfucker he make. Yeah. And people travel from far and wide just to come and fuck with him on these potatoes. It's like... If they had this shit when we was young, dog.
Yeah, like
man, I wouldn't have never went fit out no temp agency. Fuck radio.
Nowadays it's so easy, man.
Man, doing anything, just even with our personalities.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I feel like all my friends and like everybody tell me like, man, you should have been did comedy. I remember just growing up and being a fool. But then when it got hot, like Vine and shit, by that time I'm a dad. I'm just, I'm not thinking like, man, I can do this shit too. But now it's like, look at all the influencers that make clips. They all doing stand up now. They all,
I think that's the new standard. Like, that's the new, you know, that's the new, what you call it, social media. But to get back on that food thing, it's a guy, his name is Les Barbecue, and he be doing the oxtails. Mm-hmm. I want to try his cookies.
Oh, you talking about the
candy red apples?
Yeah, he always wear the glasses.
Yeah.
He be turning people on. He had the little white guy, and the white guy was like, "I've never tried anything like this." So he's like, "This is new for me."
I might treat myself one day. You know, you can get it shit ordered. Ziploc it. Yeah,
I seen that. do because he poured it out on. I think it's E-Ness, the rapper E-Ness. He was like, "Man, people be trying to ask me, are these still fresh and good?" He's like, "You tell me." Like, he pulled up on him when he got his package and whipped that, you know what I'm saying? All you got to do is warm that shit up. Like,
that's crazy. Put a little boiling water on it.
But that's what I mean, though. Like, if you still in the, like I said, I love my brothers in the streets, niggas that got to get how they live. But it's so many avenues that.
This ain't the 90s no more, buddy.
Like, I told my son, I said, man, you need to get on TikTok shop and get some of them. And he asked me, could he get one, a shiesty mask? I'm like, nah, he live in Middletown. I'm not about to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, you know, I'm from the hood, so I'm just keeping it real with you, bro. There's no need. You like Kanye and Tyler, the Creator. You don't, you know, just be, you know what I'm saying? I know be everybody yourself. Got one, but I said, they like $2 on the TikTok shop. I said, really? Once you go buy them.
And sell it,
And sell a whole bunch of school for $10, and then you rich.
There you go.
Everybody going to want a shiesty mask.
I think what it is when it comes to the guys that's still in the streets nowadays is that they really don't know. But business is the same thing. It's the same mentality, dog.
It is, like, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can take your street hustle and bring it to the business hustle. It's the same thing.
And that's why you surviving.
It's legal. You ain't got to worry about
it. It's legal. It's the same thing.
And that's why you surviving, because I can tell by the way you said it. When a motherfucker talk about your price, I mean, you can go up the street and get. My cousin got shirts and he sell them for $20. But go holler at your cousin.
Yeah, why the fuck are you here?
You know what I'm saying?
Is somebody here gonna pay that price?
But hold on, we was talking about barbecue, man. Can we get an RIP to Charles Frey, man? It ain't the same, man.
You talking about the one that got hit by the cops?
Nah, man.
I think he died of health related.
It was
he's from the city.
Charles Frey.
Man, he had the best smoked barbecue in the city.
Where was he at with it?
He was for a minute. He was on Cane Run and Cork and Body. He was in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. He died?
Yeah, he died. Last year, or year before, wasn't it?
That was my dog. I've been knowing him for 20 plus, man.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was my homie, too. I didn't know him like that, but I knew him for about 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
I got hip to him like 2015, 16. And nigga, he can smoke lobster tails. He can have chicken steaks.
Crazy.
Then his mama be on the side. Well, he might be on the side. Macaroni, best macaroni and cheese you ever want to taste. Better than Granny's.
He killed a game, man.
Yeah, man.
We took a hell of a loss when he
passed. Oh, God, bro.
Man, what y'all think about Franco's now, man? Because Franco's used to be the spot, man.
I ain't had Franco's in years, man.
Yeah, I ain't had Franco's since. It was decent. This is probably about 8 years ago.
Yeah,
I think last time I went in there, I tried to put my product in there. They denied me, and I ain't been back. it wasn't because they did deny me, but you know, I just
I'm like that too, bro. Since, shit, sometimes I cut somebody's hair and I see you got your hair cut by somebody else, I might not pick up the phone.
But I just think if you know you got a black-owned business, and you're not selling this type of product,
Might
got Minute Maid or something, but you got a young black man coming in here, respectable, you know, and trying to offer his product. Mm-hmm. At least give it a shot.
You know, they got the Coke Sprite.
Like, that's the only thing I don't like about some of these black-owned businesses. Like, give me a shot. Like, I'm giving you free samples to show you that it's going to sell. You ain't got to give me no money up front. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Just put it in here and see how it goes.
Right.
But, man, they won't do it, man.
That's probably why y'all done went downhill, because everybody say Franco's ain't no good no more. But just to change the subject a little bit, do you be on the sports betting tip?
Man, my wife's on it, and I ain't on it.
What?
I be in there watching the game with her. She's screaming and yelling, like, calm down, bro. Like, I need this, I need this. Like, man, fuck, turn me on, then.
Talking about crack.
But you want to know what's crazy, though? Huh? My wife's here right now. My wife got the best picks. I don't know if I don't research enough, but I thought my tickets was only missing by one.
Uh-huh.
Hers is missing by one every time. I might miss by one once a week. The rest of them bitches is three losses, two, three, four losses.
A lot of red X's.
Every time she get on there, I'll be like, babe, research this. She was like, Hornets. And if I go against it, it's a little wedge.
They bet their dollars, man. So females are going to be on it now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
My auntie, she bet her little $2 or $3 and I almost hit her for $10,000.
Yeah.
She had like 25 legs and she missed like seven. Like, no, you didn't. You weren't never close.
And that's another thing. I hate when the bettors that be winning, they be like, y'all got to stop trying to win $100,000 off $5. Never. If I win $100,000 off $5, nigga, I'll never bet again. I did it.
So do you think with the sports betting is some type of like fixation?
I most definitely do. I told my wife the other day, man, they win at the end of the day.
Believe
me, when you get all the way down into it, they winning. Most definitely winning.
I think so, because look at the movies, man.
You ever seen the movie, it's a documentary, it's called about Tim Donahue. He was actually fixing the games, but he was fixing the games. I think it's called something. Look up Tim Donahue movies when you leave here, but he was just using his knowledge, because he said they have ref meetings or something, and like this week, we're focusing on making the play faster, less fouls.
Yeah.
And he'll use that knowledge. You know, they play like this and bet on games. Yeah. So he got caught, like, eventually got caught, but he never got in trouble by the NBA type shit. He got trouble by the feds because he was just using, like, inside information. Like, look it up. It's called, I forgot the name of it. But, yeah, he fixed the Game 7, the Sacramento Kings and the Lakers.
What the fuck?
Lakers had them.
That's the shit that don't make me want to bet, dog.
It's all money game, man.
Because, just think about it, though. Like, I seen a documentary back in the day when I was a youngin' on Michigan. It was a Michigan player that he would do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Here, we give you a couple $100,000 to fix, you know what I'm saying? This is after they knew he could run for 100 yards a game or more.
Yeah.
They was coming to him like, look, man, we got $200,000 for you. You know, you get under 50 yards this game.
Take a dive.
What?
Yeah.
Shit.
$100 now.
So who y'all think is going to win the Super Bowl? I don't know if I'm going to watch it, man. I'm a Baltimore fan, man. And I'm going to always feel like it's fixed if I lose.
I'm pretty upset Lamar didn't make it, man.
I would never bet against Mahomes. Mahomes is like a generational talent.
Like Brady.
I think he's going to pull it off. I hate 49ers, so.
I
hope they do.
I'm a Green Bay fan. I would never root for the 49ers.
Yeah, damn, I want the Niners to win. And the Niners got the good old boys. The quarterback's white. The running back's white. Tight end white. The only black dude they got is the line and Debo.
And D-line's white too, Bosa.
Damn.
Yeah.
They the good old boys.
I know y'all seen that JD take a shot at.
Let's talk about the Grammys, man.
Yeah.
Wait.
Man, and I love the way he did it, because he was just like, this young lady, brilliant.
Very humble about it.
You know, very brilliant, but she's never won Album of the Year. How she keep winning all these motherfucking Grammys?
It's true, man. It's mean.
But then...
Who are you talking about? His wife?
Taylor Swift. Swift. You know, Taylor Swift got like the most Grammys.
She got the most Grammys ever, but never won Album of the Year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Never.
Definitely.
So he was taking a shot at her or the system?
The system? You can't really take... Yeah, but you can't take a shot at her, because it's just the way. Like they said, Killer Mike won three hip-hop Grammys back-to-back, and none of them was on TV. None of them was televised.
Yeah.
Like, they went to commercial and was like, Killer Mike. Yeah. Get him out of here. We want this on national TV. Because it's the system, man. Like Jay-Z said, he was like, you know, she's a great artist, but she's never won Album of the Year, but she got the most Grammys. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, he was like, y'all got to keep coming until they realize y'all great. Until y'all get y'all moment, y'all got to keep showing up and all that. But like I was talking to my wife, my only thing is, yeah, y'all already done.
Yeah.
My wife was like, you know, Jay-Z just did it better. Like, he didn't interrupt her speech and all that, which is...
Think she's a plant?
It's just how it go, bro. It's like they still say Elvis is the king of rock and roll and pop, and we know that ain't true. You know what I'm saying? Even on the Elvis movie... They told him he had to go to the hood to, like, man, you need to go to the hood. That's where they got the
That was a trippy-ass movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, man, because he was a trippy-ass dude.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's another thing. They diminish all the black niggas. But, like, Elvis is a king. And he had Priscilla when she was a little girl. Yeah. Like, well-known, documented, he married her. And, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she still alive?
I don't know. Shit.
Yeah, so you
went I think us black folks got to get more involved, though. Man.
Yeah, we
like,
do.
We're not involved enough. Like these,
we got to get in position of power
are
too.
Involved, like
they are.
So they put them on the spotlight because that's where they're making their money off of. You know what I'm saying? We're not involved enough to, you know, we're not getting the views and shit like these white people are giving. You know what I'm saying?
Our views is always some ignorant shit.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So. Man, you got your own race hating on Beyonce. I seen a post today where they was hating on Beyonce, talking about all this other shit. Like, come
ain't got
on,
nothing
man.
To do with nothing.
Ain't nothing to do with nothing. Like, nothing. Come on now.
I'm telling you, if you it's easy to tear a black man down because the black folks gonna tear him down.
Yeah,
you see how quick they turn on somebody.
Exactly. I think that's the whole thing of the Illuminati. Like,
you think so?
Like, I think the Illuminati has nothing to do with us as a people. There's nothing that you can do as Jay-Z to or Beyonce or. None of these. Look at Kanye. Right. If Kanye was with the Bafflement, like they used to say, and all that, the blood side, man, that shit, they not letting no niggas in that shit.
Yeah.
That's some shit that you can't be, that's some world order shit, and y'all can't be a part of that. I think that the Illuminati shit came about to let people know that, or try to put into perspective that you can't make it without doing something silly.
Yeah.
Like selling your soul, like. Everybody know, like, if somebody came to us right now, like, man, y'all should sell y'all soul to us. You know how quick I sign? Because you can't just buy my soul. I'm finessing the fuck out of you.
I'm
going to pray before and after this, and we straight. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, but you see how that small little piece of what I said brings light to how bullshit the, man, Jay-Z's Illuminati, Beyonce's Illuminati. Like, come on now.
Let me ask y'all this. This is a what if, random what if. All right, you... Get a $1 billion check, but you got to press this button. And once you press this button, one random person on earth just dies. You pressing the button?
Man, that's going to happen anyway. No, it is, though. It is, though.
That's true.
It's random.
I think we have to be
man,
a twist
if just
to
one
it.
Person, yeah. I ain't going to lie to you.
Like, you like those eyes?
Nah, because with me, with that $1 billion, look how many people I can help and save.
Yeah.
Like shit.
Yeah.
So it's all the same thing, Illuminati. Shit's what's about sacrifice and shit.
Yeah.
It's just about sacrifice, bro.
Mm-hmm. It all is.
It's all definitely. About sacrifice.
I just find I find it kind of like, the only thing with that shit is I find it kind of like weird the people that they offer up to say, oh, they sacrificed the person like Jennifer Hudson. Why would she sacrifice her sister? I don't know who all died, but it was like a few people.
In the house fire, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think like it was some like street shit, like some violent shit. You know, people getting killed and shit. Like with Jennifer Hudson's family, I think like I forget who passed away with that, but even with like Serena Williams, her sister getting killed, and Kanye's mama, he loved his mama more than everybody. Why would that nigga sacrifice? You know what I mean? Sacrifice his mama, like.
It's I don't believe none of that.
Not for no check.
Not for no check when you already getting a check. He was already Kanye when he...
Exactly.
When his mother passed, he was the greatest Kanye that we know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's when he went left when his mama passed. But we got to stop bringing ourselves down as a people. And even with the comedy and saying dresses and shit like that.
Well, why is it only applies to black men, though?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, Mrs. Doubtfire was our favorite movie. You know what I'm saying? Growing up. It's plenty. You know what I'm saying? But I just think... As a people, we hold ourselves as a different standard at the wrong time. Like, morals and respect go out the window when it's this or that. But when it's, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, like, the white folks get involved with, you know what I'm saying, even getting in position of power.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard Sahada Prince, he made a song, said, We were going back to Africa or something like that. And it was like, what if everybody that really got some M's and B's that's black in America say, fuck it, we going back and buying back our land, you know, build civilizations. And, you know, that's all it's about. Because who wouldn't? If they say, look, we got $1,000 flights for your family to come over here and start a whole new civilization in Africa.
Didn't Akon build the whole city or something?
Akon City. Did. You know, I cut all the Africans, bro. I cut like 30 Africans, 40 Africans at the shop. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You plugged in with the peoples?
Man, I can't wait for something to happen over here. You feel me? Because they'll be like, brother, you can go back with me. It's beautiful. It's great.
Yeah.
If you buy your land and you build your house on your land, there's no rent. That's your land. That's you. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No taxes, no nothing. But I'm going to ask you this. Like, give us... To change subject a little bit, you've been in a lot of restaurants. And a lot of, give us like a spot that we might not know at. Like a spot that you like, damn, these food is good. Like that you...
You ever heard of Gorilla Bob's?
I heard Gorilla of it, but Bob's. I haven't
had
them.
I never heard of
that. Try them out, man. That's my homie, man. He been supporting me since I first started out, for real.
Gorilla Bob's. What kind
Gorilla
of food
Bob's,
is it?
Man. He got like... No, Philly cheese steaks and that type of deal. But
I fucks with that. What part of town?
Plus, you get a lot of food for your money. You know, you spend $13-$14.
Man, shout him out. What's
gonna be
full. I know you. If you
Gorilla
don't know
Bob,
the address.
Man, he's on. I can't think of the address, but he's on Terry Road. Look him up.
Terry
Gorilla
Road,
Bob's. I forgot the rest of the name. Don't be mad at me, Bob, if you see this. But it's Gorilla Bob's, man. Check him out. He's on Facebook, Instagram, and all that. But food's fire, man. He helps out homeless. Man, he does a lot for his community, man.
That's
he does a lot.
Right,
so we'll definitely check him out, man. Food's fire. And you get a lot for your money. So
yeah, I seen Barry Goodall. I don't know if you're familiar with him. The food review guy, Barry Goodall. I'll be watching his channel. He hit me up to Gorilla Bob's.
Man, is he from here?
Barry Goodall. Ah, yep. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I'm gonna see his link. Yep. He's an older white guy, gentleman. You ever tried that place out there on what's it? It's a chicken spot. West, what's it called?
Where?
It's right there on Hirshborn. It ain't been. It's probably been out here a couple months.
So my Gus.
Yeah, Gus's chicken.
You did a review. Mm-hmm. Why you stopped the reviews?
I don't know. I was just fucking around.
Because me and my wife went because you did that.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I went to Dallas, Texas, to watch the Dallas game, Dallas and the Lions game. And I seen a Gus down there.
Yeah.
I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
So I ate it. Now I'm taking pictures thinking I'm doing something, eating something different.
Yeah.
Somebody said, bro, that's in Louisville, bro. You ain't doing nothing. You can come to Louisville and eat that.
I seen Project Pat eating something, too. He said, Project Pat said, look at this chicken.
Gus's chicken.
It was fire. Yeah. It was fire. I didn't even know it was one in Louisville, though. So
About the Cowboys, though. I'm a Green Bay fan. About the Cowboys.
You are, man. I really thought
about the Cowboys, though. Yeah. What's wrong, man? So is it Dak or is it?
Man,
it's just something. We just got y'all number, bro. I did not expect to win that game.
I think these motherfuckers is cursed or something at this point, bro. Because I don't know.
Like I,
you a Cowboy fan?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a hell of a squad this year. I think we definitely should have made it out of first round at least.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna always tell people, man, they need to stay away from the storylines, man. Because every time they put a storyline on the team,
pressure.
It don't go right.
It's pressure, man.
A Madden cover. It's not going. Just know you're not going to win a Super Bowl this year. The only nigga that ever did it is Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. They go right and do what you think they're going to do. But other than that CeeDee Lamb whole segment, that motherfucker didn't have a catch. Goddamn.
But hold on though. Like, so is Dak the man? Like, what's going on?
I don't know, man. I think because we the American team, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just under a lot of pressure. I think when they get underneath that pressure like that, it's just.
I can't say nothing because Lamar folded.
It's hard,
man. Bitch,
man.
Was you in awe when you went to that stadium? I bet that'll be
it was amazing.
It is
the best experience I've had in life, probably.
Damn.
So what's that? Dope. I just seen this a million of times. Like the Cowboys fans be right at the door and they open up the door and is that like standing room only people type shit? You never seen the video like they have them and be like thousands of people and they open the door and they just take off running in the stadium. I thought it was like a special sale one day, but it's every home game. Like,
yeah.
I got there a little late, so I don't know.
Okay.
But, it's live, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like that place was rocking. Like it was loud in there. And you know, we true fans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I
so you just you
sorry
just,
to hear that.
You just got
we
down,
true
got
fans,
down.
Yeah.
We get down. So
man, my homie
win or lose, man, we rocking.
You got to, though. Especially, I always tell grown, some niggas is too old for y'all to be like, yeah, Bron's going to Lakers, so I'm a Laker fan. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like the NBA no more, man. It ain't the same.
It's trash as fuck, ain't it, bro?
It's not the same.
That's why
everybody chasing players. Everybody
that's why I'm still a Boston fan, because Boston's still a culture. Yeah. Like, you know, you come to Boston, you only leave if you're not the man. You know what I'm saying? But my homie Alex Jarrett, he's a Cowboy fan. And he went to a game in Philly. Man. And he said it was the best experience he had. He said, but it was the best experience he ever had in an environment like that. They cussed him out from the moment he got there to the moment he left.
And Philly fans don't play.
No, sir.
Yeah.
But going to a game, that's just a whole different.
I've never been to a...
It's just different. It's different, man.
I've been to a college games, basketball and football, but I've never been to NFL, NBA, man. I'm really...
Ah, man.
I really want to do it, man. It's like one of those, but...
I went up there to see... I was in the game... It was the game... It was in Cleveland, so it was either game three? Game... I don't know. It was game two or three.
Yeah.
Eastern Conference Finals 2018. Nah, it was in Cleveland. Boston. They played Boston.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's
but
amazing.
Kyrie was hurt, though. He was in Boston.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was... Oh, man. That just... And NBA arenas and just... College arena, you just can't get that sound on the TV. That fucking stadium rocks.
Unless you in Alabama or some crazy shit like that. Somewhere where it's stupid student section is.
The only NFL game I kind of feel robbed, it was during COVID, so it was like 25% full. Shit. Like it was in like a little patches, so that really wasn't. I went to see Green Bay up in Indianapolis, but
man, was them tickets dirt cheap during COVID?
No, they're about the same.
Okay,
man, I went to a Dallas game in Indianapolis, man.
Yeah,
first Dallas game.
Win?
Niggas ain't score a point. Got a field goal.
Ah, damn, man.
You got a field goal.
You feel like a kid at the end of the game.
Lord,
you know
them
games be long
game
as
ever.
Fuck. That's when I knew that's why I'm glad I had sons and I'm a barber, so I'm like part of the community. Like I tell kids and shit all the time, like, man, if you feel in your blood that what you doing right now ain't pursuing for life, like, man, find you something that you like that you can go and make some money with, you know, right now even, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew ninth grade, even though I love football, Western played every county team it was, 2-3 hours away, hour away, hour and a half away.
Yeah.
Then I'm trying to go home. Like, I don't really want to be out here. It's cold. Right. Like, it's cool when you on the field and shit. But even when you get on the field, like you said, you got to – perform, and if you're not performing, I don't want to be out there. If I'm not gonna be the best or damn near the best, or you know what I'm saying, if we ain't winning, I want to be at home. Like, I'm not trying to be, you know what I'm saying.
Let me ask you this, so like to change subject a little bit, like how, describe the married life. Like how long, like what's the key to success for a long? You've been with your wife for a pretty long time. Like, what are
me
some
too.
Of your keys? He too. And like, what are some of the both of y'all can chime in on? Like, what's some of the
Man, you got to stick with it, man. The main thing is communication.
Definitely.
You know, we all go through things like with my wife. I try to tell her that, you know, just overlook me sometimes, because sometimes I'm dealing with a lot and I get in a space where I don't want to deal with nobody. So I got to learn how to communicate more with her when I'm in that situation. And she just got to, you know, just be patient with me sometimes. Yeah. So that's the main thing for me is communication and letting each other know how we feel at the moment so we can work through it.
Okay, Big. How long y'all been together?
I've been my wife since I was, 17 years old?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was with her 15 years before I married her, but we've been married 7 years now.
22
you
years?
Wanna know, you want to know something, bro?
Yeah.
That's the same time me and my wife been together. We known each other as kids, so we was off and on.
Yeah.
Like 08 when we was like 15, 16.
Yeah.
We was like, fuck, we gonna be together. We was together like 15. We was together, you know, close to 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
And then we got married, and this year will be our 7th year anniversary.
That's dope, man.
You know what I'm saying? And I always tell people, man, you gotta let people be individuals. You gotta let people be who they are.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, as long as it's respect and, you know, love, loyalty and all that. At the same time, you gotta let, like, I tell people all the time, like, I remember one time they said something about Russell Wilson letting Sierra, how can he let her go to the awards like that when they was together? You know what I'm saying? Like who is he to let her do anything?
Exactly.
You know, she's who she is.
Exactly.
And he's with her.
And why would you want your wife to look nice?
You know what I'm saying?
To turn heads.
I put that on Facebook. Yeah. I was like, when me and my wife went to Vegas, she had, you know, some shorts that was cut up in the back and all that. But and I'm with her.
That's mine.
And if I'm not with her, and if I'm not with her, she don't feel like dressing like that. You know what I'm saying? She feel like dressing like that when she, but I, like I said, I think the key is like you said, communication, but letting people be individuals. I've never had a problem just sit back playing the game 2 days straight because I'm off.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Or just small shit. Just, you know what I'm saying? As a man, just not being, like you said, so wrapped up in your craft and your business that you forget at home and stuff like that. I've never had that, like, you need to make sure you come and take out the trash. You need to come in. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, men and women, don't nag. Like, if you if it's something that you communicated, like hey, said, I would like to have a meal when I come home, babe. Yeah. Just something to eat it. You know, nothing too crazy. But, you know, some people hold that in and be like, I'm just going to cheat.
That's the thing. People want to hold it in.
Yeah.
Like, if something's bothering you, just let's talk about it. Don't hold it in.
I became a better boyfriend, husband, you know, boyfriend prior before getting married, husband, when I figured out that it's all communication.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If I can communicate with my nigga, that's my nigga, my homie. Hey, Brian, I like what you did yesterday, my nigga. Right. We ain't got to fight about it. I just didn't like what you did. Whoop-de-whoop.
85% of communication is nonverbal.
Definitely.
You got to check him out. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Sometimes she's, you know, saying something, but she's not saying, you know what I mean? Yeah.
But I said to myself, how can I, you know, call myself a real one and be real with my homies and I can't be real with my woman?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 100%. Right. And I don't I don't trust niggas that got good women and don't treat them well. I'm like, nigga, you have no more. You know what I'm saying? And she let you do what you want and you still don't do right. But, you know, my nigga B Fine is about to get married soon. You know, I think
so. Is that
you
know, right?
Hell no. I don't know what this nigga
is. Is that right?
Nah, man.
Yeah. Man, it's all good, way. Man.
So he already asked you on the I'm taking your shit. I'm gonna go ahead and take it.
Go ahead.
You're full of liquor, man. You know, you already gave us something good to eat. You said gorillas.
Gorilla Bob's.
Gorilla Bob's.
Yeah,
Gorilla Bob's. Since the show is big and lazy, you gotta give us something good to watch too. Even if it's a documentary, you know, the pod, you know.
Man, I really don't watch TV.
Yeah, okay.
It's hard for me to watch TV, man. Like I feel you. No lie, I'm 16 hours in every day, other than Sunday. But on Sundays, man, I kick back. I watch my football, my sports.
Right.
I might watch a little Power, you know, Kanan or something like that. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna start that tonight, bro, because I ain't watched that shit since Ghost Dad.
Do you watch any of the baddie reality shows?
Man, I tap in on a few lives, but that's too wild for me.
It is.
Yeah, man. It is. You might as well go to the club.
Yeah, I'm really a vibe person. If something makes me, like, I'm really, really big off vibes, so I can't watch something that's wild. If it is, it's going to make me want to, it's just controlled.
Do your girl watch it, though? Do your woman watch it? Like the baddies?
Yeah, she watch all that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I tap in with her sometimes when I'm in the room
about
with
to
her.
Say, cause sometimes,
I sit back and watch it with her, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you just like, even if I like, damn, I don't want to watch this, I always find myself, so she told?
Yeah. It'd be cool sometimes. I'd be locked in like, this shit crazy.
My woman, she love Grey's Anatomy. And she's been watching this from the very beginning, like, you know what I'm saying? This shit been going on since like '04.
It's still going on.
Yes,
Grey's Anatomy.
She's not even on there no more.
Really?
Yeah. She's my old girl. Been mad. She's like, how can you keep on going without? You know what I'm saying?
Some shows go on too long, and I'm gonna give you an example. Walking Dead. That went on too long.
I never got into Walking Dead though.
But like 1 through 6, I'm glued. I'm not missing. No lie, bro. It's how caught up in Walking Dead I was in. Excuse me, I shouldn't tell a story, but I was in the middle of having a threesome. And I no lie, and it's so intense, bro. I'm just, the girl, you know, I'm trying to peep around looking, because it was like the premiere.
It must have been a big old ass.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm just.
He got a threesome going. He's looking at some goddamn TV.
Because it was, you know, Walking Dead used to have 6 episodes, and they break the 6 episodes, they come back with 6 more. And that's when that's when Glenn got hit. He got killed off. Like, it was a real intense scene. I couldn't even. Man, that's just crazy. But
I got to tap into that, then.
I never watched Walking
Dead.
If you overlook a threesome, goddamn, to watch a show, that's something good on that motherfucker. That's a good ass show.
I never watched that. I never watched nothing after Ghost Dad. I didn't watch. I'm going to start Tariq.
just because I'm over the ghost dying.
I've been fucking with Sopranos lately. I'm like,
Sopranos was great, bro. And I didn't I gotta go back and watch Sopranos because I was watching it as a kid. Yeah, I watched that and The Wire as a kid. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, a show that kept me off drugs. That's why I never popped pills. No matter what this nigga say, I never did the Molly Water. None of that.
The Molly Water did him. You should see him one day. He was here running around with his shirt off, but that's another story.
Listen, oh, man.
The Corner. Y'all remember The Corner? Yeah, I remember that HBO? Corner. Mm-hmm. Man, that shit kept me off drugs because I'm like, nigga, these motherfuckers that do, they live anything on the street.
Yeah.
And be in the street to be a drug addict, like, that's some powerful shit. I don't want to touch it. I don't even want you to love me that much if I'm, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
here, baby, take this.
No, sir.
But I'm asking. I watched a movie on Tubi the other day, man, called.
Tubi's the shit, man. Shout out Tubi.
It's called Bandemic. Y'all ain't seen that?
Mm-mm. Yeah, with Jack Funny, the little Detroit nigga.
Jack Funny. That nigga's funny, man. Yes. I love that nigga.
Yeah. About the light skinned nigga.
Yeah, that little movie's all right, though.
Yeah.
It's real shit, though, for real. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's silly as fuck, but it's actually real shit. Like, people made so much money during this pandemic,
bro.
Oh,
my God, bro.
Yeah, like, it was an opportunity to come up, for real.
Niggas was eating, bro.
Niggas was eating.
But that's why I fuck with Tubi. That movie's dope. I fuck with people's minds. Like, even though some of the acting and shit don't be on point, somebody still actually sat down and wrote this shit for motherfuckers and got motherfuckers to act it out. You know what I'm saying? We working on one right now, man. You ever seen Lottery Ticket?
Yeah.
We gonna do one, try to, like, you know, when the sports betting became legal in the city, but come on, we in the depths of the ghetto.
Well, count me in.
And nobody wins, but one day, a nigga hit.
I got a movie idea myself. I ain't going to put it out there.
Yeah, just in case it might, put that out there.
Just in case it might work out for me. But
yeah, just let us know, man. We got you down to act.
What? Yeah, let me know. If you want me to be in the background, walking past or something, I'll do that.
So you wrote the movie? I'm talking about you. You wrote a movie, said you got a movie out.
Yeah, I ain't got a movie out. Oh, I got a movie idea. I got notes in my phone, man. It's probably like 2-3 pages long.
Okay, that's we can get it off camera. Yeah. But before we get out of here, we appreciate you stopping by, of course.
Most definitely.
And you're welcome back anytime. But who would you like to see on here? And before you ask, you know, you got to be able to make that call. Like, when you leave here, hey, man, you should fuck with them. You'd like to, I think it'd be, like, who would you want to see on here?
Man, it's got to be family, man. I hope my nephew, Chuck 300, he's an artist, man. He's dope. Y'all should check him out. Okay. He's on all platforms, Chuck 300. I'm going to tap in with him, make sure he get on here, man.
Okay.
I got two other cousins, man, Super Mike and Austin Rogers. They artists, too. They dope. So,
You talking about Super Mike for 30 seconds?
Yeah, that's my little cousin.
Yep, I know him.
That's my little cousin.
And I know Austin Rogers,
Yeah, that's my little cousins right there. So, yeah.
Subscribe on YouTube. Big and Lazy on YouTube, on all audio platforms, yes, Spotify, Apple, wherever you can find podcasts, you can find Big and Lazy Podcast.
Wherever you can find entertainment, period, we there.
Just Google
YouTube,
Big
Spotify,
and Lazy.
Apple Music, we out there, man. Fuck with us, like, subscribe. Turn the fuck up, man. Holla at Lady J's, man. Quench your thirst, man. Holla at Faith Clothing.
I was at Frank's the other day and got me one, man. You got me old Lady J's. Yeah.
And it's empty, you feel me? Holla at the Faith Clothing and get fly.
He did kill him out.
Yeah, man. I ain't over a little parched, man. That look is good there.
That's what it's about.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Big and lazy.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
'Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.